Welcome to the Martial Art of Self podcast, a podcast about bringing the essence of martial arts back to self. Hi everyone, this is Aldin, and in today's episode we are discussing the martial arts personality. I picked this topic because I have lately and for some time observed within myself that I have defined myself according to the discipline and the path of martial arts, where I started to make martial arts so much in my mind, where martial arts would take almost my complete thinking process over, and I would barely have any other space inside myself, inside my mind, for other things. And so what happened is that I noticed how I started to disregard other parts in my life and other things that aren't necessarily martial arts or about martial arts. And I saw that I was thinking and believing. It's funny because I started to believe that to be a true martial artist, I require to abandon. I have to abandon and I have to give up everything but martial arts in my life, and that I need to have my focus, my attention, my effort, and all my energy all concentrated on doing things and thinking only in martial arts ways and in the context of martial arts, where I internally, I have developed over time this mind or mental quality, if you will, where I would quickly in a moment analyze something. And if according to that analysis, I think, or I don't think that it's about martial arts, I would disregard it and I would never even give it or give me, myself, a chance and a moment to explore it further, just because within my mind, I have labeled and defined it as it isn't martial arts relevant. And I'm sure many of you have also experienced this. If you really quiet your mind and you really look at yourself and you ask yourself this question about martial arts and how much is martial arts taking over in my life? How much have I made martial arts my life? How much impact does martial arts have in my life? And for myself, when I started to see and notice this, and I've started to see this that I have defined martial arts to be so much of my life. I've started to see it maybe, I would say like maybe 9 to 12 months ago. And I haven't done anything about it back then, but I noticed it being there and creeping up here and there, and the realization coming through here and there throughout the moments of my day. And when I started to lately, within the last couple of days or weeks, to look at it more deeply and actively, is that I started to see a fear. And it was me being afraid to challenge this point in my life, this point of challenging my relationship to martial arts and having made martial arts this huge part of my life, or I have made martial arts my entire life, or almost my entire life. And now to challenge that relationship and say or state that it's okay to not make it your entire life, and that to make it your entire life is actually limiting yourself and limiting your self-expansion, your self-understanding and your self-creation, because, I mean, you are through that disregarding many other potential disciplines and subjects that would, you know, that would have benefited me, for example, in my case, or they could have benefited me. But what happened is that because I've made and I've allowed myself to make martial arts my entire life, everything I do, only seeing it through the lens, the spectacles of martial arts, is that I ended up, I mean, I passed on them. I passed on those potential opportunities and moments and other things that aren't necessarily about martial arts, because of this ingrained idea, this belief that I picked somewhere throughout my life, that where I see it as it's either martial arts in or it's martial arts out, meaning that I'm either making martial arts 100% of my time, my effort, my life, everything I pour into it, or it's none of it. Where I saw martial arts and doing martial arts and walking this path of martial arts only as like black and white and in this weird binary way where I would see it as either I do 100% martial arts, meaning I pour everything of my effort, my time, my thinking, my mentality, and my actions into the martial arts way, or I don't do it at all, or it means I'm not a true martial artist for that regard. And then I started to see and realize and consider that there are actually many shades of gray in between that black and white there, and between doing martial arts and not doing martial arts. And to more importantly, what was the more important realization there was that martial arts is a part of my life. It is a tool, and it is an additional tool, not the only tool. It is an additional tool that should serve me and my process of self-investigation to reach deeper levels of self-understanding, getting to know myself, getting to know my mind, my body, my thoughts, my emotions, getting to know the inner chit-chat that, for example, or for which, for example, I judge myself, for example, for the way I do certain things and so on. You know, many of you, I mean, I'm certain and sure have these inner talks and conversations happening in your mind. And a lot of it is self-judgment based and in the nature of self-judgment and things like that. And in this regard, I started to see and understand that martial arts as a tool should be something for which application by doing it, I serve myself and I serve my self-actualization. I serve my self-expansion. I serve my self-creation process, and I serve my process of me getting to know me in all parts and all dimensions of me in totality. And that martial arts should not be something that I serve, like me serving martial arts, meaning that something that I allow to take over my complete life, where I'm only tunnel visioned in and about martial arts, and the only thing that exists is martial arts, and I disregard anything and everything else in my life and in life that isn't, according to me or according to someone else, that is branded or labeled as martial arts or worthy of martial arts or a martial artist, meaning something, someone who practices and lives martial arts principles and processes, shouldn't do it because it isn't necessarily martial arts, that type of thinking. And what I later on realized is that I have actually created a personality of martial arts. I have personified martial arts. I have created a personality and a character inside my mind of martial arts and of being a martial artist, where through my mind, I have created this virtual entity, if you will, or this suit or this mask that I step in and that I put on. And when I do step into that suit and when I do wear that mask, I then say to myself and to the world, I am a martial artist. Look at me, I am a martial artist. And with this suit, with this character and with this personality that I call martial artist, I have from my mind attached certain thoughts, certain memories, certain images about martial arts. And I have attached certain feelings and certain emotions, like, for example, pride, feeling disciplined, feeling strong, feeling courageous, feeling angry or anger, feeling rage, feeling powerful, feeling superior, feeling arrogant, or feeling weak, feeling unworthy, feeling better than, and so on. And with this suit on, I become a different entity, if you will. I become a different person. And this suit makes me feel so good, I've realized, that I'm afraid to challenge it. Because I'm afraid that I will lose it, or that I will have to give it up some way through this process of challenging it. And I am afraid to give it up because I've made martial arts. And being a martial artist, the only or the primary thing of my life and in my life, by and through making my entire life almost exclusively about martial arts and about being a martial artist, where I think, I speak, I research, I move, I spend my time and so on all the time, or most of the time at least, in the context of martial arts and to benefit my my martial arts. And if I challenge this personality, this suit that I call being a martial artist, I may run the risk of losing my self-definition. And because I have nothing else by which I define me but martial arts, I'm afraid that I will no longer know who I am. I will have lost my identity, if you will. So that was the fear that I realized for myself by self-investigating this this process that started happening within myself. And I'm sure it started many years ago, but I became more aware last year of it, and now started really digging deeper into it within the last couple of days and weeks. And what helped me is this, what came through is this realization, this understanding for the self-investigation process, that I'm understanding, that I'm seeing, that I'm considering that I am not a suit, and that I'm not one personality or one character only, if you will. I'm not one way only. And that in the first place, that I wasn't born with this martial arts suit on, but that I have created it. That there is nothing, and I mean, there is nothing wrong with being a martial artist. That's not what I'm saying at all. This is just me challenging the personality, this virtual entity that I have created, that I have come to call and define martial arts and being a martial artist, where this personality, this suit, has become all that I know and has served the function of only limiting me and not really allowing me to expand myself in multiple different ways and forms. So I'm not saying defining yourself or seeing yourself as a martial artist is bad. I mean, I see myself as a martial artist, but I'm challenging this personality, this idea, this character that I've created around martial arts and being a martial artist only. So that there is nothing wrong with being a martial artist, but that I should be aware and deploy self-awareness in this context and be cautious to not allow it to take over my entire life and my entire identity, if you will, where all I know myself by is only martial arts and being a martial artist. Because, I mean, we are so much more than just a suit or a personality of being a martial artist or being a painter or being a speaker or being a podcast host or being a content creator. And that I shouldn't exclude one over the other, but instead use everything, every single tool and every single method that I learn or encounter or figure out in my life, I should use that as an additional tool to aid and help me in this in and towards this ultimate goal, which is to understand myself, to expand myself, to actualize myself, to create myself, and to learn what it means to actually live life and discover and create my unique individual self-expression and support myself in that self-expression. What I discovered within this process of self-investigation is this fear that by not defining myself as a martial artist only and exclusively, I am somehow violating some actual martial arts laws or principles, where the fact is that by not defining myself as a martial artist only in any way is not a violation of any martial arts law or principle. That is just an idea, a belief, a fear that has come somewhere. It hasn't originated from me. I have picked it up somewhere. I've created it somehow through something. And that I'm actually, what I see is I'm afraid for no reason. And that I am mainly crippled, what I saw, by the fear of being judged and the judgment of other and by other martial artists. But I see and I realized and I understood that if I am that afraid of other martial artists and how they judge me, what judgments they deploy on me, either positive or negative, that what that shows to me is that I am walking my martial arts and my martial arts process in the shadow of the fears and of the judgments of being judged by other martial artists and other people. And so what this showed me and shows me is that I need to revise my starting point of why I'm doing martial arts, and I need to fix it so that it is me, it is that I am walking martial arts and I am walking my martial arts process for me and not for other people. All right, I think we will be going up to here for this episode. There is definitely a lot more to the martial arts personality that I would like to discuss in future episodes. So I took a note, and I will be bringing this discussion and topic of the martial arts personality in future episodes. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Martial Art of Self podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. For more information about the Martial Art of Self, please visit martialartofself.com.